Appendix. The prophetic gift. In the beginning, when man was created and placed in the Garden of Eden, he could talk with his Creator and with the angels face to face. When sin entered, this privilege was withdrawn. Man became subject to death, and was unable to look upon the wonderful glory of God, or to live in His presence. But though fallen man could no longer talk directly with God, yet our loving Heavenly Father has ever maintained communication with the human family. Through the ministry of holy angels, He has provided for men and women protection from the influences of evil, and helped to live in accordance with His will. And through the agency of His Holy Spirit, God has spoken to the hearts of men, and has made it possible for even the most sinful and ignorant to find the way that leads to right doing and to eternal life. God has also spoken to the fallen race through chosen human agencies, to whom He has communicated a knowledge of His purpose in visions and dreams. These messengers of His will have been known as holy men, or prophets, set apart by the Lord Himself for the special work of receiving and communicating truth from heaven to mankind. If there be a prophet among you, God declares, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. The Holy Scriptures were compiled from the writings of men thus signally honored. To the people living in their days these men bore messages from God, and they also taught spiritual truths and gave counsels and warnings for the church in future times. To the prophets it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you.